tits and grease.
Yes, bitch.
And applesauce and peace.
Okay. Four of my favorite things.
What?
I mean, tits and hair grease and applesauce and peace. Like, what else can you ask for, really? That sounds like perfection to me. Shish utopia.
Well, you're welcome.
Thanks.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxine Shaw.
And I am Shaka Khan.
And this is The Read.
Whoop, whoop. Another week. How are you, friend? Pretty good?
You know, saw what happened to Paul George and I'm just not.
I have avoided that footage because everybody that I've talked to has been like, bitch, it's gruesome. Like, don't look at it. Ugh.
I really hope that that guy's going to be okay. Because I don't even know, like, that's, it's, what? It was crazy.
Even my friends who, like, work in the medical profession are just like, that was disgusting to watch.
It seemed like... seemed like someone had tampered around with it in like Final Cut or something.
Oh no. God, really? Was it that bad?
It was very, very gruesome.
I'm glad I've avoided the thing.
I feel terrible for him, but hopefully he'll have a very fast recovery.
Feel better soon.
So yeah, this is The Read, and we're just going to go ahead and get it started. Black Excellence.
Yes.
This week, Black Excellence is Kiki Palmer, who is the first African-American Cinderella in Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. If you remember, back in the good old day, Brandy and Whitney Houston once slayed these roles.
They really did, on network television. It was everything.
But Kiki will be storming Cinderella on Broadway. And Kiki, I think, I don't remember if she was the first Black Excellence that we did on this show, but she's definitely been a part of this little segment before for being like the youngest talk show host ever, having the... her own show or whatever the fuck, you know. So she's just doing great things, you know, Chili, and
she's everywhere BT now. She's just, her name is everywhere to me,
and white people like her a lot.
And you know what that means? Money, money, money. So I'm not mad. Go ahead and get paid.
So great for you, Kiki. And also, I just heard that Sherry Shepherd is going to be in this play as well as the evil stepmother.
Well, that makes sense because Sherry Shepherd is shaped like an evil stepmother.
This isn't actually the segment for that. This is a positive, uplifting segment. This is an.
I'm just saying, when you look like a Dorito, you look like a Dorito.
This is a segment about positivity.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
And
you're right.
I heard that NeNe Leakes was supposed to.
Why don't you just stop with your lies?
Wait. No, this is serious.
No,
I
it's
heard
not.
That NeNe Leakes was like. Was gunning for the role of the fairy godmother, I think. Or was it the wicked stepmother? I don't know. I heard that NeNe and Sherry were fighting for one role, and apparently Sherry got it. So I don't know. Whatever.
Well, maybe because Sherry has more acting experience, because NeNe... I mean, she wasn't bad on that show, The New Normal, but I would not put her on Broadway. Get the fuck.
Either way, congratulations to everyone involved. I'm definitely going to try and get myself a ticket to go see this because I'm really fan of this version of Cinderella. Mm-hmm. And so I'd like to see what young Kiki can do. And she's got a nice voice, too.
Hopefully it does better than Holla If You Hear Me. Rest in peace. It was only on Broadway for like 2 or 3
weeks. Okay, so...
No, that was my first Broadway show. And I went. And great. It wasn't bad. It was just... But I understood why it was closing. And
mine
so... I just, hopefully it does better than that.
Mine was Sister Act.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I still want to go see Wicked.
Me too.
Just because.
Although I'm a bit upset that I.
Homosexual male. I just feel like the only one who hasn't seen it.
I'm sad that I haven't seen it with Kristen Chenoweth and like I never will.
Yeah.
Because she's my fave, so.
Someone had to remind me, like, you know that. Kristen Chenoweth and Idina. Who the fuck am I? Travolta? Idina Menzel. They're not doing it anymore. And I'm like, what?
So
yeah, they haven't done it in like 10 years.
Yeah, no, they haven't.
Oh, I don't want to see it anymore.
Like, they got put on and then they were like, let me move on to other projects because I don't have
time. Like, they just slayed from there.
But Kristen's from Oklahoma. We're from the same town. So I'm just like, I really want to meet her or see her do something because I'm just so impressed with her and I love her. So
you Oklahomans.
That's right. Woo.
Okay.
I almost said boomer, but. A lot of y'all would be like, bitch, OSU, which you don't get none of this, so.
I don't. Like
it's
you...
fine. And it's fine. But Oklahoma, I'm telling you, God, football, barbecue, and then family, that is the order of importance of, like, things in your life.
Okay.
So.
Sure.
Boomer.
So, hot topics this week.
Yeah, let's do that.
First of all, I don't have anything, like, structured. I don't have, like, we're just going to go for it.
Yeah, let's. Why not?
So let's just start with what's on everyone's minds. And if it's not on your mind, it's probably because you're dead. The Flawless remix.
Bitch.
So what? Here's the thing. Beyonce, I'm just going to Yes, I did do a YouTube video because I just, it was maybe like a day or two afterwards, and I was listening to it again, and I was just disgusted with the sheer inconsideration from Beyonce Knowles. Like, I don't have, like, why?
I'm tired of her. Like, bitch.
At this point, I'm just going to start leaving my edges in front of my door so that a representative can just pick them up and stop interrupting me on my goddamn sleep, because I cannot deal with this any further. Beyonce is just rude. Beyonce is rude. Beyonce knew this. She knew this.
She did.
She knew for all the time. Nikki said that she had done this verse before the tour started. And the tour started. And then Beyonce is here doing this fucking Outkast sample in the middle of Flawless. She knew this entire time that this remix was coming. And she called Nikki. And she said, Nikki, I heard that you putting some bullshit out this week. Whatever, girl. That's cute. Push that shit back. This is the week that we're going to do this shit. So whatever the fuck it is you got going on over there, the pink print, Pink Panther, whatever the fuck you want this era, girl, you push that shit back to next week because we're doing this shit this week. And Nicki Minaj said yes.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm just gonna deal with the audacity.
I'm just going to ask Blue Ivy if she can accept direct deposit for my edges, because I'm really sick of having to, like, physically remove them and then mail them to her.
It's really, like, I have a routing number.
Like,
I'm
Blue, listen, I will give you the information for you to just take my edges, but your mama fucking slaying at 11:30 p.m. on a random ass Sunday or whatever, I'm tired of your shit. Like, I did not get any sleep.
I don't have it.
I was in Atlanta. Shout out to Prince Yangia, whose birthdays I missed but went to anyway. Happy birthday, y'all.
Yeah.
I was in Atlanta and I was in the car with the other people when the remix dropped. And I hooked up my phone to, like, the aux cord so that it would play on the... And I was like, I just need everyone in this car to understand that this song is going to be on repeat until I'm tired of it. And if you don't like it, feel free to get out and call somebody. I mean, this is Atlanta. I'm not sure if there's a cab available, but I will be listening to this Flawless remix until I'm tired of it. And none of you can change my mind about that. It's just the way it is. Like, I don't give a fuck. If you're mad, I don't care.
Okay, so just quick history here. You have to understand that as an early Nicki Minaj stan, I've just been, like, I understand the magnitude of this for Onika Mirage. I do, because she has been standing for Beyonce, as most of us have. For such a long time, she did a Sweet Dreams remix once for, like, a mixtape or something.
I remember that. I thought that was official, but it was not.
And it wasn't. Nope. And she was very vocal about how she always wanted to do a song with the Beyonce. She wanted to do a feature with the Beyonce. She wanted to, and it never seemed to go anywhere. She was talking about how much she wanted to do this long before Blue. Mm-hmm. She was probably talking about it on the red carpet at the VMAs, which was like, and Blue was in the womb, like, girl, look at you. Like, Blue was in utero, like, girl, you know better. Like, we don't even know.
I love it.
But, you know, now that Nikki has let her edges, you know, roam free.
Flourish.
And just...
Thank God Nicki Minaj took a shower. Clothes. Yes, and just put on regular clothing.
Cocoa butter on her knees.
We just appreciate it so much, Nikki, that you look like a regular human being.
Like a grown black woman.
Isn't God good?
He is so good. And then she's rapping like yeah, this is
like
what,
she went off like thank
when
you
when I did that YouTube video about her tough love, and I was just expressing all of my frustrations about her and her whatever the hell that was going on. And, you know, I understand what she was doing with it. She was trying to be bigger than, you know, just some Queens rap girl. She wanted to be a household name and have all of these endorsements and get on, and that's fine, great, bring it on back. Give me
itty bitty piggy.
The Trinidadian black woman with regular ass clothes on. Yes, please. I enjoy this from you. Because not to say that there was anything wrong with, you know, like the colorful wigs and stuff like that, because I like, you know, a little bit of something extra. But then she was just dressed like giraffes and hippopotami and all kinds of ridiculous shit.
Bitch, hippopotami.
I just don't even like you. I can't even do this with you. So you know, now Nicki is like slaying once again for me anyway. And I'm sure there are loads of Nicki Minaj fans who loved her in every single facet of whatever the fuck. And that's fine. Great to you. But Beyonce was like, oh, this bitch actually does have a hairline.
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so great. What we can do is,
because I don't work with people who don't have hairlines. So
can't do it. So, you know,
now that I've verified that your scalp is flourishing in the way it's supposed to.
We see it there. It's there.
I can absolutely go ahead and send you this iMessage and be like, so bitch, what's up? Like, are you ready to jump on my remix or not?
Let's get together.
And of course, Nicki was just like, bitch, I could not breathe when they told her about it. I mean, but that is a regular human reaction to Beyonce knowing who you are and wanting you to work with her. Like, I personally would have passed out for at least 3 weeks. So I completely understand.
I mean,
being
I just
like,
realized that Beyonce and I have a mole in the same spot above our collarbones.
Oh, really, bitch?
Yeah, she posted like a photo of her, you know, in her fancy jewelry, her neck pieces. And I was like, oh, look, we have a mole in the same spot. It's kismet.
Okay, yeah, you can call that that if you want to do that. That's no problem at all.
Let me stop before people think that I'm serious.
No, like, it's because I mean, but do you really have a mole in the same spot?
I mean, yeah, we do, but I mean, I don't care.
I have to update my official position on Nicki Minaj because I have been critical of her in the past, and then recently I've been like, well, I love her personality, but I hate her music. And I mean, with Pills and Potions and all, like, I've been going back and forth with Nicki. Like, when she did the Looking Ass Niggas, I was like, yes, I'm here for that. But then Pills and Potions, I was like, eh, bitch, not so
much. I like Pills and Potions, just not really as a single.
Right. So I'm here again for the Flawless remix. I really enjoy like 80% of it. I think it's perfect.
She rapped.
She really did. Like, it starts off slow, but then when Nicki gets into it, it's just like, bitch.
And I love the fact that Nicki comes in talking about she looked Brazilian and Trinidadian and Indian, all that. And Beyonce was like, move, bitch. I got one more thing to say.
Yes!
Beyonce was like, hold up. I wasn't finished.
I know. When Nicki heard that, she was like, it's cool that you interrupted me. Like, I don't even.
Okay, go ahead. Your turn again.
Yes, Beyonce talking about bitches is thirsty.
Nicki had
Hungarian.
To feel like she was in Destiny's Child at that point.
I love it. But of course, the most memorable line from that song is Beyonce talking about how, of course, sometimes shit goes down when there's $1 billion on the elevator.
I didn't like that line.
I saw it as a feminist victory and as a brilliant, shining moment in Beyonce's career.
Why?
First of all, because I'm ridiculous.
Okay.
But secondly, because I felt like this was Beyonce's way of saying, not only are me and my husband the shit, we are worth combined over $1 billion. That's not including Solange or my bodyguard. God only knows what he makes. But the two of us are worth over $1 billion, and I'm referencing us together to go ahead and put your ridiculous rumors to rest. Like, I don't think anybody else saw this but me, but the fact that she went ahead and referenced like the two of them as a couple and their net worth made me feel like she was addressing indirectly the divorce rumors, which are ridiculous and we have not even really talked about because they're so crazy. But I don't see why she would claim him and like claim his net worth with hers if she was really planning on divorcing him, like all these bullshit gossip magazines say that she would. So maybe not so much like this flawless feminist victory, like, but I just loved it. I loved it.
I don't know if she meant it as like, of course, the elevator is going to go down because there's so much money on it. Or if she was like, of course, shit goes down as in like the fur gets to flying as it did. And so for me, it was just like a really weird response to something that happened, like something so serious that happened that was nobody's goddamn business. It was strange for me to be like, yeah, we had this like really explosive moment in my family that has nothing to do with any of you and it's none of your fucking business. And because you niggas are so invasive, you found out about it.
Right.
But we're also like loaded. It was just like
but
weird.
I felt like she was saying, of course, sometimes shit goes down when $1 billion in the elevator, meaning, of course, y'all are going to have something to say when Jay-Z and Beyonce are in the news because y'all have something to say even when we aren't. Y'all are talking about us regardless, no matter the fuck what. So, of course, when you finally get a piece of interesting gossip or something to talk about, of course, we're going to stay on your minds and you're going to come up with these divorce rumors and whatever the fuck else because we're fucking Jay-Z and Beyonce. We are $1 billion on an
okay,
elevator.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, that's what
it
I got
goes
from that.
Because when you say it goes down, I'm thinking about it goes down. You're talking about, of course, it goes down.
No, I
was like,
I
well,
took
that
it as, of course, y'all are gonna have something to say because it's us. Like, it's us. It's Beyonce and Jay-Z. We cannot do shit without y'all talking about it. And they know that. So they might as well revel in that. That's why they have so much fun teasing the fuck out of y'all, trolling y'all on Instagram and Tumblr and everything else, because you're going to talk no matter what. So why not enjoy it? I completely applaud Beyonce for this. I love it.
Okay.
The only thing I really didn't like was her use of the word thought, but
I did not appreciate that at all.
In all honesty, I hate the word selfie more than I hate thought. So
really?
But that's really, it's really more of an etymology kind of thing. Like, I hate the sound of selfie. I feel like it's very childish. You know how people like to put E sounds on the end of things to like make them friendly to kids?
And that is the reason that you hate the word.
You know what? It's not rational.
So if the word was thoughty, then it would be equal.
If it was thoughty, I would hate it just as much as selfie.
Okay.
Absolutely. But thought is an ignorant ass acronym, and I feel like it's completely stupid. But selfie bothers me to hear. Like, I don't like selfies themselves, like the pictures, but they don't bother me as much as actually hearing the word selfie. And I don't expect anybody else out there to understand this. I'm just very strange about words and the way they sound.
Okay.
So when she said these thoughts can't clock me or whatever the fuck else, I was just like, okay girl, I don't like that fake word. But
I didn't even realize she said it until Gia said something about it, and I went back and listened to it, and I was like, okay, I heard it this time.
I mean, it's whatever to me.
But I mean, that goddamn bass, bitch, and that fucking flow and that rap. And that just, and that's the audacity from the both of them. And then for her to say, like, I want everyone to feel like this. It's her saying, like, I'm sickening and I know I look good and all y'all can basically eat me. But I really want for you to feel like this, too. So if you want, like, you feel flawless regardless. Right. But if you don't, bitch, I feel flawless by my motherfucking self because look at me. Anyway.
And I love that. I love that that was her message. And I love that Nikki talked about how, you know, A1 her pussy is and something else. I feel like that was the general message. But yeah, that B was just like, you know what? If you want to talk about how your pussy is just delectable, then you go right ahead and do
that. She was really rapping. Have you ever listened to Nicki Minaj's first three mixtapes?
I have. And you know that I was a fan of like the older Nicki shit. And then when she started doing this crazy like bubblegum balls and shit on her dresses.
Like, have you listened to
her
features? Like, she used to do songs with Gucci Man all the time.
Okay, no, I have not heard that.
Okay, you have to get into it.
Okay.
Them. I will help. But listen.
Yes, please
that
do.
Is what it reminded me of. It reminded me of the days when she used to, like, run around with Waka Flocka and Gucci and Deb and all them and rap, like, Southern trash.
Even though some of the rappers you tried to put me on to, it hasn't worked out. But, you know.
Would you like to?
I mean, I can address it, but that's your friend, so I can keep it. I mean, I don't really give a shit, but so
all right,
we don't have to talk about her trifling ass.
We're gonna have a conversation.
Okay.
So speaking of the flawless remix, I hate y'all so much. Not to be ignored,
bitch. Yes, to be ignored.
One Kimberly Denise Jones decided that she wanted to get in on the action as well. Yeah.
Why though? Like,
I just had a baby about a week ago. Bitch,
bitch, you could have kept this 30-second feature you decided to.
And why? Then why did you keep Nicki on it if you were going to diss her? And what the who said anything to Lil' Kim? Who said anything? Like, nobody said anything. No one. Did someone conjure her up? Was this a Ouija board situation?
Bitch, who asked you? This is
no
the thing about Kim.
No one said anything to Kim. She is so out of touch with reality.
Oh, just my God.
Like, no one said anything to you.
This is the thing, though. When I listened to that verse, I thought, Kim is talented, but I don't want to hear this. And then again today, she released this identity theft song and she didn't Photoshop Nicki onto a driver's license or whatever.
Stop
it with Lil Nicki, Kim. Stop it.
A lifetime achievement award for Leave Us Alone. Like a Leave Us Alone, like platinum plaque. Like, just get over it. First of all, someone needs to tell Kim that it is no longer 2002.
It's not
like it, we're a completely different day and age, girl. Like, we have photo text messaging.
Come on.
Like, we have a and whole different time. Buffy is not on TV no more, girl.
Nope.
Like, we don't have no
American Idol is not the shit no more.
Like, Things have changed. Things have changed. We have four PlayStations. We don't have, we can't do this with you anymore. I don't think that she knows what today is.
Right.
And it concerns me.
Like,
and
Kim, you should have gone with the flow of the new niggas. I think this is something that people don't understand. Everything has its season. And everything must come to an end. So, Kim, it was time for you to adapt to the new shit. Because, honestly, sweetie, I don't think you've charted since Lady Marmalade. So, I really need for you to get with the motherfucking times and understand that even if you don't like Nicki. And Nicki, this is the thing. She freely admits that Kim was a huge inspiration to her. And she loved everything about her. And Kim was just this big ass influence. And Kim decided to turn that into some petty, messy shit instead of working with her.
That's what she's done for so long. Because it's, if you really so look long. At Kim's rap sheet, Kim has beefed with so many women in hip hop, and so have Foxy. That's why Jackie O whooped Foxy Brown's ass, because she went at Jackie O's circumference talking about she needed to pay homage,
yes,
or pay homage.
Bitch, stop, like, girl, this. What? Stop this shit. Listen, we know that these new rap girls are influenced by you old rap girls. Everybody
you
knows it.
Are iconic, Kimberly.
So why are you stooping to this bullshit?
Period. Regardless of the fact that you look like a battletoad today, you once were a beautiful chocolate thing with bars like none other, and you walked amongst the best in the business, and you held your own with the best in the business, and you will forever be legendary. There will never be a woman in hip hop who can honestly say that she is neither influenced nor heard a song, neither influenced by Kim or a fan of some verse.
Not
that
a
Kim
single
did.
Damn one. Because even if they're influenced by Nicki and they don't consider themselves influenced by Kim, if you're influenced by Nicki, you're automatically
influenced by Kim.
Because even Nicki says it. So the fact that Kim has not been able to rap about anything but disses to Nicki Minaj just turns me off. Like, bitch, you're clearly still talented. Whoever's writing for you now is doing a good job. The song is not bad. It's not bad, but stop.
What song's not bad?
The Identity Theft song.
Oh, that song. You're right. See, this is the thing. Whoever's writing for Mama these days, great. Keep them in your corner. Because it's not even bad. But we don't care about the Nicki Minaj thing anymore.
We don't.
No one cares. Whole time, were you trying to get people to give a fuck about this diss record you just put out? Nicki Minaj is over here posting pictures of herself with her tongue out and Alexander McQueen from top to bottom. She don't give a fuck about you, bitch. She's winning.
She don't, bitch, and we don't either.
This is her era. And that's fine. Honestly, Kim is in a place now where, not saying that she needs to do this, but Kim is in a place where she could retire. You already have the catalog
and
the influence, and like you
the
have
Biggie
had
alone.
The classics to like
Biggie alone. God
just
damn.
Just Biggie versus. Just Junior Mafia.
I hate to see Kim go out like this. It's like, why are my legends refusing to die
and
out
just
gracefully?
Like, it's a teardrop every time. Every time. It's just like, girl, just stop doing this to us. Stop doing this to yourself.
Right.
Just like,
thank you.
Breastfeed if you can do that. Just whatever the fuck. Just leave it. Just stop. Stop it so much.
Like, bitch, we're so tired of you and this bullshit. Kim, if you would take off.
Let it go. Let it go.
There were some kids on the train singing that shit in Spanish, and I was like, I actually hate noise, and I'm tired of that sound.
I really want to.
But when I hear kids singing that song, it reminds me of my nephew. But speaking of my nephew, Kim reminds me of him because he has just learned how to fake cry.
Okay,
and then when he starts fake crying, he then immediately looks to all the adults in his like area to see if anybody gives a shit. And that's what Kim reminds me of.
Right.
She's fake crying. She's doing this bullshit for attention. Then she's looking around to see if anybody cares. Kim, take all this talent and whoever's ghostwriting for you now and put that shit into music that the rest of us care about.
There's
Your
no
subject
way.
Matter sucks. Stop it.
Contact like a DJ Mustard.
Come
or
on,
like a Mike Will Made It.
God damn.
The Runners, maybe. Like, contact like some real great producers and put all that energy into just making a, even if it's just one song, give your fans that. Even if it's just like one really sickening song that people are like wanting to play on the record and wanting to buy on iTunes, and like, bitch, did you hear that new Kim?
Exactly.
Like, she went off again. Like, I'm so excited.
Because
like,
you
if you're
can
gonna
rap.
Do do it. If you're going to do that, like if you have to put out music, can you just put out a good song
exactly.
and leave Nicki Minaj alone? You're not going to win that battle, girl. You're just not. You're beating a dead horse. The horse is dead. The horse has passed on. The horse's kids have finished grieving. They are just, you know.
Your kids don't care no more. Bitch, please move the
they
fuck on.
They done named a damn street and an avenue after this horse, bitch. It is dead and it's gone. Leave it alone. We are finished.
Nicki Minaj is here to stay. You clowning Nicki is not going to make her go away. I'm sorry. Her antics with white people have cemented her place in pop culture. You're going to have to get the fuck over it. You can either do like Madonna and adapt to all these new bitches, make out with them on MTV or whatever the fuck else, or you can stay mad and seem like a bitter old asshole who can't get with the new times. It's up to you, bitch. But Nicki's not going nowhere. So if I were you, Kimberly,
just
Kimberly,
let it go.
Let go of this highest charting PayPal artist bullshit that nobody cares about, bitch, and focus on making music that's not about Nicki Minaj. No shots to Nicki. Nobody cares about the Queen Bee shit because honestly, Beyonce is King and Queen Bee. So nobody gives a fuck that you used to be that in 96. I just want you to.
Was this bitch saying my name? No, she was talking about.
And we want to make sure that you're not talking about Beyonce. You just need to make extremely motherfucking sure that. Because you notice in her little 30 seconds on the end of that song, she didn't actually come for Beyonce because, bitch, you know better. And then she went in the album art and photoshopped Nicki out of all the songs or whatever. Bitch, you're just too old to be this goddamn petty. Just, you
She's
have
not the one
talent,
doing
Kim.
That.
You have
She's
it.
She's not the one doing it. So I want to know who the hell it is who is doing logging into CS4.
It must be
and
Rain.
And creating all of these things for her sweetness.
It must be Royal Rain.
Oh, that whatever.
It must be Royal Rain.
You sound like a Beanie Baby either way. Y'all need to stop with these baby names.
Stop it!
Somebody said Kalina's got a... It was Kia said Kalina. I don't even know how to pronounce Kalina's baby name.
Kalina has a baby?
Yeah, Kalina's got
Kalina
a baby
from
and
Dirty
a baby
Money?
On the way. Yeah.
Oh, excuse the fuck out of me. Because I ain't know that. I mean, way. I really didn't. If I didn't know who Estelle was, I would have thought... But anyway.
All right.
It doesn't matter. I actually
so,
love Estelle.
Shout
so.
Out to Estelle.
Yes.
And not only is Estelle like... cute.
I love her.
And her music is sickening, but she's also the voice of a cartoon character named Garnett in this show called Steven Universe. And I just love the fact that she is not only the voice of a cartoon character, but a really good cartoon.
Right.
I just love her. Anyway.
Voiceover work is the shit. I can't wait to get some.
Little Kim. Girl, I'll never not respect what you have done for music and hip hop.
Yes.
And for all of these girls that have followed you.
Absolutely.
But you just have to make better decisions. I don't know who the hell it is who's doing all of these things and enabling you to make these piss poor decisions. But sweetheart, just if you're not going to like make a good song, then just be like a legend.
In Jersey by your damn self.
Right.
Like, I don't understand. What's so wrong with staying at home and being rich? What do y'all have against that?
Or cook or kick back and cook until you get it right, like Missy is doing. Because people
right.
are saying that Missy is cooking. And I cannot wait to hear what Missy
Don't
is
let
doing.
Missy come out with another album because y'all
until
will see me
then,
staying.
I'm going to just be looking, you know, at the younger girls. There are a lot of new young girls that are doing great things. Also, shout out to Naima Supreme. Check out Sisterhood of Hip Hop August 12th. I love me some.
Oh, yes.
She's
Congratulations,
so
Naima. I'm actually excited for that reality show. I don't give a damn.
I watched the preview special. It looks cute.
Yeah, it does.
And also, shout out to my girl, Sia, as well.
Sia is so fine. Sia's me and Gia, a few years ago, we used to just like follow Sia on Twitter and just creep on her 24/7.
Yeah, she's at every single Sweet Heat, and yet neither of you are ever in attendance.
Because every time I go on her Instagram, she's
more
posted up with her girlfriend. I'm like, listen, I don't have time
for.
No, bitch, more studs for me. No, I don't want to hear your bullshit.
So, really quickly.
Kim.
Really quickly, let's just talk about Anaconda.
Oh, can we not? Because
Nicki, this is Nicki's thing. I just I want her to flourish on her own songs. I don't know. Anaconda sucks. Like, it sucks.
It's really
And the
bad.
Only reason it sucks for me is because it takes 45 minutes for the song to start. I don't understand. It's just like, what? And I blame Polo Nadon. It's all his fault because he's the goddamn producer. And once you come for Beyonce or participate in coming for Beyonce, it's over.
That's
like,
the
it's
end.
Just, I don't. This Sir Mix-a-Lot sample. Like, it has so much potential. It's not like Nicki is not rapping well over it. It's not like it doesn't have potential for it. But it just, like, the majority of the song sounds like it's building up to get to the beat for you right. to, like, dance. It's just like exactly. you're sitting there like, girl, okay, what are we doing here? It's
I don't see it for that song. Like, I want
I don't to. Like it.
I feel like maybe because I heard, like, the leaked version, maybe if I hear the real one, right. then I'll be into it. But then the I leaked heard the one, wrong one. Oh, you did? Okay, never mind.
It just.
Okay, I was holding out for the real one. This is the thing. Every time Nicki opens her mouth in interviews, I live for her because she's extremely feminist, and she's just like, yes, I'm a black woman and I own my sexuality and I do whatever the fuck I want, and everybody knows I'm 100% here for that. So I love Nicki Minaj, like, in interviews.
Yeah.
But her music is so hit or miss for me that it's hard for me to co-sign it.
I've never understood that about her. Like, I really did like her first album. Hated the second. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to this next one because I feel like it's going to be a little bit better. But if Pills and Potions and Anaconda are all that we have to show for it, girl, then I don't know where to leave my expectations. But I'm going to hope for the best. Because, I mean, while, again, I do like Pills and Potions for what it is, not really too much as a single, I hate Anaconda. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not. And it just leaves so much to be desired.
Right.
And that's why I dislike it.
Right, exactly. And I really want to like Nicki. I do. Because I support women in hip hop, except Azealia. And I really want Nicki to be like the shit. I want to be like, yes, this is a black female rapper who is doing her own thing. And I love her music and I love her politics. I love everything about her. Like, I want to feel that way about Nicki. And I just don't. Like, not her music. I love, again, her interviews, I'm just like, and when I see your quotes on Tumblr, bitch, I'm just like, yes, I love you. But this Pills and Potions, girl, I did not have it for that. And then Anaconda is just wretched. It's really fucking bad.
It sucks.
So.
But the Flawless remix.
But the Flawless, right.
And then, so like, then it's just like, ass nigga.
I'm tired of going back and forth
like,
with
why
her.
Why do you have to always slay remixes? And like, Looking Ass Nigga could have been a longer song and the first single. And just give us some shit. Like, can't we just have a rap album? Or just something a little, like, I don't know. And it's not even that it's a bad song. Again, it's just like,
why are you so great on features and then your own music, you're just like, eh, fuck
that's
it.
That's always been her thing. But
I mean, I'm really starting to see it for Nicki. There's no other. You cannot talk about female rappers without talking about Nicki Minaj. Period. Whether you like her or not, it is what it is.
She's not even like, she's better than most of the niggas.
She's.
But I just don't understand like the direction that they be trying to take with her own like album songs. Because yeah. I even feel like she did all of these remixes and stuff because she knew that people wanted to hear that. But then mm-hmm. like her own album, I feel like she's trying to please two crowds. You know, like she's trying to like please like the hardcore hip hop fans, but also please the pop fans at the same time.
That she collected
and
over the years.
And that's complicated.
Right.
So.
Because the pop fans have paid her bills for a while. Because real hip hop motherfuckers.
The hip hop fans was paying her bills because when she was touring and doing fucking club shows in the hood and shit, they were paying her quite nicely.
Right, but that was then. She came up to this huge ass ascension with this white shit.
Got her that fancy ass house with that pink statue, whatever. The shit that is
it.
At the bottom of the staircase and them fucking fancy motorcycles and jets and shit. Yes, absolutely.
She's
I'm
trying
not
to find a balance between her white money and her hip hop
sure
money,
that
and
it's
I
difficult.
Get it. Yes, it must be hard, but girl, this ain't it for me personally. I will always be here for you as long as you're talking about women being the shit. But the music, I can't.
I want for Nicki to have at least one like classic album. Like I want her to have one album that's just like. Although again, I did enjoy her debut. I want her to have one that was like, Nicki, this was the shit.
Yes.
Like from top to bottom, you know. And I just don't. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Yeah. But at the very least, if she keeps rapping like this on other niggas' songs, she can stay here as long as she wants to because she slays at that.
Yeah, I'm not mad at her features in the least. So.
And I mean, I would love to hear a song with her and Remy Ma.
Is finally out. I did not hear it.
She did a remix to Don't Love You No More.
Oh, okay.
Still bodies these. I don't care.
I mean, did she record it in the car with Papoose on her way back to the city? Like,
Mama was out of jail for a smooth like
20
hours.
Minutes.
She went to Pinkberry and was like, "Okay, girl, drop me off at the studio." And then she was in that bitch with DJ Khaled. And you next thing you know, I was like, "It's sunrise. Here you go." And I said, "I knew that my girl was about to do this shit. She's the best part about the Bronx in my mind. Like Remy,
I mean,
Ma,
her and Kerry Washington are absolutely."
And she already did. made a little, she put out a little snippet of some other songs she'd been working on with, I think, I want to say like French Montana and Jadakiss produced by Swizz Beatz. I don't know. But she posts like a little part of like her rapping to it in the studio. She just,
I don't know a French beast. Montana song. And I want to say that he's the one who does, you know, Tony Montana.
No.
Oh.
That's Future, I think.
Oh, okay. I figured because
you know,
Montana.
Pop That. Don't stop.
Oh, that's him?
That. Don't stop.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've actually never listened to the lyrics of that. So that's, I've only ever heard the chorus. Okay. Well, whatever the fuck.
Let's talk about Hot Cocoa Music very quickly.
Is this Drake?
So there's a rumor that Drake is there's a rumor that Drake made like a subliminal dig towards Rihanna at one of his concerts recently. He was performing the song Days in the East, which I believe is the same song he released when the rumors were going around that they were dating. Mm-hmm. And then he had like this huge photo, like this fiery orange photo of like her silhouette or something come up on the screen. And then it showed a six, which his upcoming album is called Views from the Six, On the Six, By the Six.
Is he on his Jennifer Lopez shit?
Card for, that's what,
what do you know about
the
six?
I just want what? Well, apparently the six is like his nickname for Toronto.
Oh, okay.
I think the area code is
416. Because I know you're not taking the six into the Bronx. You can shut the fuck up.
I want an If You Had My Love cover. And I don't give a fuck what anybody says. If that nigga sings If You Had My Love, I swear to God, I'll buy five.
That actually might be
like,
everything.
Just for that. And
no,
I'm not
really.
Even. Like, Drake, Aubrey, listen, Sweetness, you know you want to do a J-Lo cover, sweetheart, and I'm not stopping. Go for it.
Yes.
Go for it. Waiting 100%. For Tonight? Can you imagine if he gave us a Waiting for Tonight?
Yes, like his smooth, mellow-ass R&B Waiting for Tonight. I'm here for it.
Anyway, so he posted these huge, like, images of Rihanna come up, and it's like a six, Rihanna, then another six, Rihanna, then another six. So now they're saying that he's trying to call her the devil.
Oh, God.
You know, they're not, you know, fucking it anymore, apparently.
Oh, they're not.
And Drake and Chris Brown had their little ESPYs moment. They were hanging out in the studio. So, Hot Cocoa Music.
It sounds like he's a little bit in his feelings.
And I want him to pour it all out in a scathing ballad on his upcoming album.
You would.
I want to hear it.
Like, on his what?
I want him to give, like, I want him to, like, be crying. Like, I want for us to hear the mucus. I want to hear it.
I'm excited. Like,
I love him so much.
I like Drake's music, but I just don't really see him coming for Rihanna like that. Like,
no, I feel like this is just like a subtle thing. I do.
Yeah, or this is one of those things where he was like, when I do this, niggas is going to be talking, but it's not
I
really.
I feel like there's going to be at least one line that's going to be on that album that's going to be like, was this about Rihanna? Even if it's not, someone's going to look for it.
I mean, just like Beyonce said, you wish I was your pound cake, like. I mean, clearly, I feel like that was obviously an allusion towards Drake, who has a song called Pound Cake. But, and then he posted that picture of him. And I mean, yeah. And it's just, I feel like, you know, people, like, first of all, they will search for that hidden
meaning.
Well,
you know, I look good ever. Yeah. I just love that part. I'm sorry.
It's just so, I love the scream she does after the elevator line. And then again, after Nikki comes in and she's like, bitches is thirsty, I'm Hungarian. And then she does this, like, growl. God damn it, Beyonce. So, but anyway. Back to Drake. I don't really care about this bullshit with Rihanna or whatever the fuck else. I just want you to, you know, go ahead and make your emotional ass music. Put it out around the holidays. I hope, hopefully you don't interfere with Adele, who's clearly coming to slay everyone's Billboard charts once again. But I do want to hear new shit
all
from Drake.
All niggas are waiting are is for Adele. Niggas just waiting on Adele to give a release date. So they could be like, okay, girl, just push it back, pull it up. What do we have to do?
Oh, I heard one today. I heard mid-November today. Mid to late November.
Oh, my goodness. She's dropping it around my birthday time. Adele knows that I live
just in time for
it's
the
just
holidays.
For me, and none of you hoes can change my mind about
bitch,
it.
Bitch, the fact that 21 is still on Billboard, still, and it's been like 2 years. Don't let this bitch come out again in November, because it's
Adele
really the fuck
hasn't
over.
Been doing nothing but like sitting back eating macaroons, watching fucking Orphan Black or something.
Come on.
And taking care of her baby and just being rich and not giving a fuck about nothing. Because what is she doesn't have to do anything.
I don't even know the
she
name of her baby.
To sing a song. Nothing. She doesn't have to do nothing. Her album has gone nowhere. It's been years.
Yes.
We have seen artists come and go since 21. Yes. Like,
Go on and stand then. I mean, it's actually the facts of the matter. Like, Adele does not have to do shit else. She gave birth to that baby, and we don't even know what it looks like. We don't know its name or anything else, because Adele went over to England and was like, me and my baby, where they have, like, real laws, and so the paparazzi can't just take pictures of your baby and publish them. She sued the tabloids over there and won because they took pictures of her without her permission. Like, Adele does not give a fuck what y'all want. Why? Because we're America, and why don't we have a lot of things that don't make sense. Okay. Like, we're just garbage. But Adele was like, I don't give a fuck about y'all's feelings. Me and my baby gonna sit over here and eat off this 21 money for the rest of forever, and y'all are just gonna get the fuck over it. When I put something else out, bitch, you welcome. And that's it.
I have one more thing that I'd like to say. I'm gonna just make this really quick and cute to all of you who keep sending me this Carly Red video.
Can you not?
Whoever this beige bitch is that y'all keep putting in my fucking mentions.
Yes, Liv can. Miss
Carter. Who the fuck is that?
Who the fuck are you?
No, Liv can't. Girl, goodbye.
Did you watch it?
Yes, I watched like the first, I don't know, maybe 40 to 60 seconds of the goddamn thing. And really, that I don't even know how I made it that long, because in the first like 5 or 10 seconds, I knew that this was some bullshit. Because she's talking about, I was gonna leave it alone, but you trying to come into my lane or something like that. This is where I have already confirmed that you are out of touch with what is really happening. You and reality, y'all hate each other. I don't know what the problem is, but you're not seeing it for what's really taking place. You were talking about Beyonce coming for your lane. Bitch, Beyonce is the lane. Beyonce the overpass.
Come
Beyonce
on.
Is the exit. Beyonce is the traffic signals. Bitch, are
Say
you stupid?
Say it again. Beyonce is the intersection. Beyonce is the traffic circle. Bitch, you are no fucking body. Beyonce cannot come into your lane because Beyonce dominates whatever and whoever the fuck you think you are.
You don't even have a vehicle. You don't even got a bus pass.
The
a lane.
That you
Nobody
and
knows
somebody
who you are.
With an iPhone. Girl,
just
what is
because
this video? What is it?
Sean Corey Carter allegedly asked for sparkling water from you once instead of tap does not mean that anything the fuck that you're talking about matters or is true. But from the very moment that you said anything about Beyonce coming for your lane, I knew that you clearly had issues with wrapping your mind around what is really taking place on this here planet Earth. So I don't give a fuck about this. I'm not concerned. Let's not give Carly, well, it's not Carly, whoever the fuck she is. Let's not give her life, please. I'm done. I don't want to talk about this much anymore. Like, it's so stupid.
Did you make it through the whole thing?
Hell no.
I did, actually. And towards the end, she's like, I was going to leave this alone, but you need to teach these young girls because they need you. And you out here talking about surfboard. Bitch, what the fuck is that? You need to teach them how to act around your men. Like, bitch, shut the fuck up.
Your edges are laid down with a glue stick. Shut your mouth.
And we can all see it.
Shut your mouth.
You clearly took an old toothbrush and brushed that shit down, bitch. I know for a fact you used to microwave your quick weave.
The spritz in you. Like,
what are you eating? It's right there. Bitch, I see it. It's your true colors.
Is coming for your lane. Beyonce just posted a photo on her Instagram and her edges were dancing for the flash. Like, they just dance around on their own. What are you... I'm finished. I don't have anything else. That is the Hot Topics this week. We're going to go ahead and take a break and pay some bills and come right back for some listening letter fun. Bye.
Hey guys, this portion of The Read is brought to you by Harrys.com. That's HARRYS.com. You can use promo code The Read to save $5 off your first purchase. And they're amazing. Kit Fury is going to tell you a little bit more about them.
Yes, Harry's is less than a year old and is already doing great things in the shaving industry, offering you an amazing shaving experience at a great value. They have German-engineered blades, and they care so much about the quality of the shave that they even purchased the 93-year-old German factory that makes them. Ooh. They're co-founded by the great folks over at Warby Parker, and their model just emphasizes a great design, meticulous craftsmanship, amazing value, and highly personal and dedicated customer service. So, what do you get if you go to Harrys.com after listening to this? $15 gets you a set that includes a handle, 3 blades, and shaving cream shipped right to your door. I've been using the product myself, and it's awesome.
Dope. So again, if that sounds great to you and you want to try out Harry's, see what all the fuss is about, go on over to HARRYS.com and use the promo code The Read to save $5 off your first purchase. That's Harrys.com with promo code The Read to get $15 with a set that includes a handle, 3 blades, and shave cream shipped to your door. It's time to get a great shave with Harry's and The Read.
All right, so let's get back to the show.
Okay.
Okay, we're back, and it's time for listener letters.
So, about the listener letters, I just... Okay. It's getting very complicated for me.
Sure.
Because, honestly, like, I love...
Okay.
So, this is the thing. Obviously, send all your questions to asktheread@gmail.com, but this isn't funny. Some of you are sending in questions that I don't feel qualified to answer.
Okay.
At all. Like, some of you have very serious issues, and some of them, like, could be legally related. And so if you feel like you're in any physical danger or trouble of that matter, I really want you to not email The Read, because we're dumbasses and, like, we're not qualified to give you real help.
The whole point of this segment is to communicate with you all in whatever aspect that we can, whether that be giving you the best advice that we can, or talking about, you know, what we like or our past. Well, that was deep. Not our past. I mean, like, fine. You know, it's just to answer questions and have fun. And obviously, the listener letters, we have our serious moments and stuff like that. But if it's something that is like, it might need an attorney involved or the police, contact
those people, because
the best
honestly
that we can do is just pop some jokes,
yeah,
and do our best to guide you in the best direction that we think.
Right. This is for entertainment purposes only. I just want you guys to remember that.
Exactly. That was a really quick way to say it.
And let's move on. Our first question this week comes from Anonymous, and it says, "Hi, Kid Fury and Crystal. Yesterday, my stupid-ass sister got caught with her boyfriend."
We are diving right in.
Yeah.
Sister's dumb. Okay.
My sister's 15, and she got caught with her boyfriend, obviously, I guess, making out or having sex, because this person goes on to say, "Our mother took everything from her, including her laptop, her phone, and her Kindle. Today, I'm upstairs listening to my music, minding my own black-ass business, and my mother starts screaming for me to get my ass down the stairs. I go downstairs only to find out that my sister outed me to my mother and told her that I was a lesbian. To say I was shocked is really putting it fucking mildly."
The fuck is her problem?
Yeah. "My mother asked me numerous times, 'What do you mean you're gay?' And I kept repeating that I like girls. She slowly sat down on the couch and put her hands on her head and told me to get the fuck out of her face. And so I went to my room nervous as fuck. My question is, how do I approach explaining everything to her without it being a big blow up? And how do I refrain from whooping my sister's ass? Because I'm a huge fan of the show, and I remember you guys saying, wait until I'm independent enough to tell my parents if I know they're going to react poorly. And that's what I was going to do until my sister's big ass mouth fucked it up. P.S. I'm only 17, so I'm a little cautious about how to approach this situation. But what do you do when your younger sister got in trouble at home and she decided to out you to your mother?" Good God. What a mess.
Yeah, this is pretty bad.
First of all, your sister, I mean, even though you should not whoop her ass, you're well within your rights to whoop her ass. Because,
yeah, we don't want
to. I mean, no, I'm not encouraging that. But how dare you out me just because you got in trouble?
I think I can say that if it were me, I would have definitely fucked my brother up.
Although my brother kind of did something similar when I came out to my mom.
Why?
I mean, it wasn't like I was there, so it wasn't just like some sneak shit. But my brother had been telling my mom about all this crazy trouble he had gotten in college and all this insane shit he had done.
I remember this.
And then I was like, well, now that you have gone ahead and told mama everything fucked up you've done, I'll go ahead and tell her I'm gay. And it was like, you know, it's just not that bad compared to the shit my brother had been in. So it's kind of the same, but not really. I don't want you to be mad at your sister, but I feel like y'all should be able to talk about this and be like, so listen, exactly why were you being a hating ass bitch on Tuesday? Because mama didn't need to know until I was ready to tell her. Like, no matter how mad you are at somebody, outing them is never going to be something that you feel good about, ever.
Right.
So if I were you, I don't know. It's hard to explain that to teenagers, to be like, you know, keep my personal business to yourself. But what would you do in that situation?
I think that, I would definitely sever ties with my sibling for quite some time. I would distance myself. I keep all my business to myself. I would show you that I do not trust you. But that's just because that's the type of nigga that I am. That's not something that I feel like I'm going to sit down. Because you know that's an awful thing to do at 15.
It is.
Even at 15. So I think that I just really would kind of fall back from my sibling for a while until, you know, I can get to a place where I'm out on my own probably and just don't really even need to. Because if you're going to take something like that that's so serious and throw it in our mother's face or just like on some petty
like just
shit,
so you can get out of trouble, bitch, really?
Like, then how can I trust you with anything and you're supposed to be my sibling? So I think that I would probably just like kick back and just, I mean, you're 17 at this point. You're already in the age where you're supposed to be looking forward into, you know, times college, of going to college, yeah, and independence and growing up and all of that. So focus on that. I think that your mother and I think I, what I would say is just let your parents deal with it the way that they can deal with it. You know, worst case scenario. Well, I don't really want to go over what the worst case scenario would be, but you know,
seriously though,
I think that if you give your mother time, like, don't, I really don't know anything about this girl, but just try to be cognizant of her emotions and her feelings with it or whatever. But
right,
that's mostly, again, because you're in her home and you are depending on, you know, whatever is coming into the household.
Right.
If you were independent, I was going to be like, girl, if you want to be a hardcore lesbian on these streets, go ahead and do it. Your mom is just going to deal with it and love you regardless. But just for the sake for the sake of avoiding
the conflict, the drama, the bullshit, the
just for the sake
the
of
argument,
avoiding you know, yeah, all of that, the drama that would come along with it, I would just say go on ahead and live your life the way you've been living it and just try and stay out of everybody's way.
Yeah,
that's really fucked up though.
I mean, it sounds like you already admitted it, so right, it's just like, so you got in trouble and you decided to just throw my ass under the bus out of nowhere, like, bitch, really? It would be difficult for me not to whoop my sibling's ass.
I mean, I didn't want to have to bring it up again, but I think that I would really, it would be a very, very, very rough battle.
Woo, it would be hard
myself.
You and your sister are going to have to get past that some way, but I would be extremely pissed. Like, you don't just get to throw my sexuality out there because you got in trouble for some shit you know good and damn well you didn't have no business doing.
And do you see how it even worked? This is my thing with sexuality. Why does it, like, why is that even a counter? Like, why is it like, oh, I got caught getting fucked or got caught getting my pussy ate. Yeah. Oh, but hey, by the way, so and so over there is a lesbian. Like, why does that even, like,
right?
And it worked because then your mama comes down and is like pissed off.
Because
in
so many families, it's worse to be gay than to be promiscuous or sexually active or anything else. Like, that is really the way it works for a whole lot of people, a whole lot of families. It's like, well, I mean, you could hoe around as much as you want to as long as you ass ain't gay.
Can you, so this is what I want to do, right? I want to, because I don't think I'm going to do the DL video. I want
really
to,
no way,
maybe one of these weeks.
So shocked.
No, and I decided this, I really was going to do it, but today I decided that I don't think I could do it because it's going to be too long. I think that instead, maybe one week instead of doing listener letters, we should have just a DL conversation.
Okay.
Because it's like some shit and it's a conversation that I think we need to have anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all can let me know if that's going to work. If not, I'm just going to do whatever the fuck I want anyway. You already know that. But I just think that it would be a great idea. It's a conversation. It's just, it, there's so many levels to it. But this just kind of reminded me of that because I don't even see why that's a big deal. But I mean, I get it. Fine. I would say fall back. Do you, God willing, in a year or two, three, you'll be about that bitch anyway. Focus on getting the hell out.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, let's move on to our next question. It comes from Shanae and it says, I've been in a relationship for almost 6 years. It's pretty good, but we have just one problem. I keep catching him talking to other girls via text message. It's nothing crazy. It's just conversation. And I know you guys are probably going to ask why I'm even in his phone, but I know men can't be trusted. In my opinion.
All right, I'm bookmarking that.
Yeah. In my opinion, I don't care whether it's friendly conversation or not. I don't know these hoes, and he shouldn't be talking to him at all.
Okay.
Yes, I have guy friends, but he has been introduced to all of them. In my mind, I think he has something going on with these other girls, but he always says he doesn't. He actually called every one of them one by one and asked them if they had anything going on between the two of them, and of course they all said no. But then again, girls love being a side chick and will say or do whatever to keep a man.
Sweet.
Do you think I'm overreacting? Or is this something I need to keep an eye on? I listen to you guys and I know you will give me some good feedback.
You bet your black ass bottom dollar I'm about to.
Shanae, what the fuck else do you want this man to do?
He has not only waved the red flag.
Girl, really?
He has folded that bitch up and placed it atop your head as a bandana. The red, you are wearing the flag sweetness. Like, there's nothing else to be said. And you've already said, oh, well, niggas ain't to be trusted. Well, if you can't trust your niggas, don't be with him.
Come on, girl. It's no reason to be with anybody that you feel like you cannot trust. I don't care how much you claim to love him.
And the fact that he really thought that he was gagging you with, oh, let me call all these hoes that I'm more than likely messing with, right, and ask them to tell my girl. None of them bitches are going to be like, oh, yes, girl, it's me.
Like, why do you feel like just because he's texting girls and having... You've read the text messages, so clearly you don't trust him.
I'm the reason that, like, he's becoming homeless.
You didn't see anything crazy, so what is the problem exactly? What issue do you have with this?
Took me to Applebee's, girl. What are you... No.
Yes, bitch. He took just me for leaving. The 2 for $20. Are you mad? Yes, girl. We shared an appetizer
My
and all that.
My problem is, you went as far as going into the phone, which is the first... Exhibit. That's exhibit A.
Yeah.
Of I don't trust this nigga.
It really
is. Which really you could have stopped there. But sure. Went into the phone, taking a step further. You found what you were looking for.
But it wasn't good enough.
What is your question, Shanae? What's the question? Because you have found evidence that has, like, giving you enough to leave him. Like, you just...
But not really, because he's talking to girls, but he's not saying anything out of line or anything inappropriate.
It
so
don't
it's like
fucking matter.
She's searching for something to be mad about.
If it went as far as him having to waste his minutes to call these bitches to be like, hey, girl, so by the way, if it had to be all of that, then you don't need to be with him.
Because really
even
doesn't.
if he just is friends with these girls, then you're not even secure in the relationship enough to just leave it at that. Like, oh, well, these are my, like, you don't trust him. You're not comfortable with the status of your relationship.
Right.
Be single. It's not going
to
work.
Honestly, I don't know why he's putting up with you, like, not to be rude or anything, but if I was dating somebody and they came to me with, like, well, I read through your text message and I want you to call these six niggas and make sure.
You?
Like, bitch, really? Are you fucking
because
kidding me?
Because he's a nigga. And because niggas. Here's the.
The look on your face right now.
This could be another long conversation that maybe we need to have another time. But niggas are human beings. They are emotional creatures just like every single one of them. And men might actually be more emotional when it comes to shit like this than women are. But men need the... They need the comfort and the convenience of having someone need them or seemingly need them. So they need to have someone that they could be laid up with and spend back-to-back days with and leave his drawers over there. And
okay.
She got a DVR and she cooks.
Yeah.
Like, they like to have that comfort of a relationship, but they also really love pussy or you know, boy butt or both or whatever the fuck. But... It's like,
no.
He, you know, they want, I just know niggas like this, and they want to have somebody at home that they feel they can, you know, be with and love and care and do all of that, but also want to run around and do them. And to those niggas, I say, fuck out of here. Just be single. Just
yes.
Be single.
What is the issue with that? What do y'all have against just being by your damn selves if you don't know how to be with one person?
Why even force a relationship when being single is more fun? Like, if you want to fuck whoever you want to or whatever, strap up, girl.
Yes.
Take care of yourself and have fun. If bitches call you a hoe for it, if niggas are calling you a hoe, well, men rarely get called hoes. But I saw somebody tweet some shit today about...
Oh, God, Twitter.
Actually, I'm not even going to say what the fuck was said, because then you niggas, I know how you hoes like to get in your fucking feelings. Kid Fury was talking about me. But you clearly have, a lot of you men,
yeah,
have this really misconstrued idea of what makes a hoe or not, but lots of you niggas are hoes. Just and I respect
damn near all of
those
you.
Of you hoe-ass niggas who are honest enough with yourself to say, yes, I am a hoe, but a lot of you don't understand it. But either way, if people call you a hoe anyway, that's just the cross that you have to bear with the decisions that you're making with your genitalia.
Absolutely.
However, if that's what you want to do, if you want to fuck and be free to put your dick wherever you want to, if you want to be free to rub your clit wherever you please, just be single. Why force a relationship? Because in a relationship, you're expected most times to be committed. If
right.
You're not ready to do that, then don't fucking do it. And stop dragging people around and expecting all of the benefits of a relationship without the label or without the
right.
The commitment of it. If you don't want to be in a relationship, don't fucking be one. Or just tell the girls, look, I really love your macaroni and cheese as well as your vagina.
Yes,
and
also good.
And I would just like for us to enjoy macaroni and cheese and sex together and it just be that. And I'm gonna date and I'm gonna do this. And, you know, if you can't handle that, I respect that and I will leave you alone. And there are plenty of men and women that do that. And to you all, I say, tipped hats.
Absolutely.
Great job. But all of you who like to play around with people's emotions and you want bitches to like you and all this, please swallow the closest dick.
But I just talked about this. Swallow it up.
Choke.
I literally just talked about this the other day because I feel like there are so many times where people who you should be bold enough to say what you want. You should. We should all be mature enough to say, you know what? I'm really just here to get a nut and get some chicken. And I'm not here to fall in love with you. And that's okay.
And you may be surprised by how many people are willing to also share a nut and chicken with you.
Yes.
And that beat.
They don't want nothing but a Popeye's five-piece and an orgasm from you.
If you would just communicate that.
That's it.
So that we can be on the same fucking page. Then nobody has to be trying to fight to put your finger on that goddamn Touch ID in the middle of the night.
Say it.
So they can sweep on into your kick sweetness.
That's it.
No one has to do all of that. No one has to be sitting up at night in cold sweats. Bitch, you ain't got to be worried about what's going on in his Instagram direct, because both of you have already, you've already decided and confirmed with one another that this is not what it's about and we're on the same page.
Absolutely.
Why is that so difficult? Goodness gracious, you fucking fools.
Like, I don't understand why it's so hard. Why can't everybody just be on the same page about this? But if you find yourself falling in love with somebody who consistently does not call you back, does not text you back, does not take your feelings into consideration, does not give a fuck that you're trying to reach out and hang out and whatever the fuck else, I really want y'all to care more about yourselves than you care about being in a relationship. I want y'all to care more about who you are than having a fucking man crush Monday or a woman crush Wednesday or whatever floats your motherfucking boat. I want y'all to give a fuck about who God made you to be more than you care about being in a relationship or dating or getting
sidebar.
Married or anything the fuck else.
Sidebar.
You are more important than that. You really are.
Sidebar. Can we get into how man crush Monday and woman crush woman crush Monday. Man crush Monday and woman crush Wednesday. That's really the lick. Like, that's really like a game. I don't know if y'all be serious. Most of the time when I play, most of the time when I do that, it's a woman crush Wednesday. There's so many beautiful women. And just so many women that just inspire me, you know. And then there's like Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
It's just always
greatest
syrup.
Fave. Love it.
But really, y'all be posting your crushes and whoever it is that you be liking on Instagram or whatever. And then all your friends and fellow followers be following them and diving on into those those DMs.
That's really it. Although, I do personally find it flattering when people put me as their woman crush Wednesday. I'm always like, I don't really know what to do with that because
I don't think I've ever seen.
I don't know what to do. Like, what am I supposed to? I'm sure you'll be somebody's man crush Monday.
I don't really.
Like, next week
it's
now
fine
that you said
way.
Something. But
I just don't.
I'm just always flattered. Like, okay, but I don't know what to say. Like,
I'm not putting any nigga that I act.
Nobody that I actually care about is going to my Instagram as a woman crush Wednesday. Like, absolutely not. Because I don't need everybody else seeing what I see in you. But that's just me. I'm very private about my life. So I'm not about to just put my shit out there for the world to understand and enjoy and partake of. Like, that's just me. But I want y'all to not give so much of a fuck about being able to say, hey, I'm in a relationship. Like, so many of y'all just don't want to be single. And I don't get that. I don't know if it's because you watched your parents grow up single and you just don't want that for your own kids. Or,
all right.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I'm not trying to be rude or nothing.
Well,
but
finished.
I don't understand y'all's obsession with not being single. But you need to value yourself first. A lot of y'all running out here looking like motherfucking fools to catch somebody who don't want to be caught. The nigga don't want you. And he's making it very obvious in every way except plainly saying it to your ass.
Which ain't that.
Which isn't fair. It ought to be that a nigga should be able to say, you know what, girl? All I want from you is pussy and fried fish. But they don't do it. So if the nigga is not just saying it to you, you need to go ahead and catch a clue.
Festival. Happy Jamaican Independence. Well, it's not going to be Jamaican Independence Day when you're listening to this, but it was when we recorded it.
Okay.
Anyway, I feel like we're done.
Yeah, that's fine with me. Send your questions to ask3read@gmail.com, and we will be right back.
Hey everyone, this week we're really excited to talk about one of our newest sponsors, the great folks over at Soapbox. Soapbox Soaps is a buy one, give one soap company. And every time someone buys a bar of soap, they donate a bar to a child in need at local homeless shelters, food pantries right here at home, or through international partners all over the world. They work with global soap projects and soap makers all around the globe.
Yes, guys, every time someone buys a bottle of Soapbox Body Wash, they donate a year's worth of vitamins to a child in need through their charity partner, Vitamin Angels. And every time someone buys a bottle of liquid hand soap, they donate a month of clean water development through their charity partner, Raincatcher.
For the bars, they give sustainably supporting local organizations that train community members to make the soap that's given in the community. For the clean water and vitamins, they give through big existing organizations who are known in the industry for implementing sustainable change, notably Raincatcher and Vitamin Angels.
Yes, guys, their all-natural line of products are made with African shea butter, all-natural coconut and olive oil, and scented with pure essential oils. This makes them incredibly gentle on skin that is easily irritated and leaves your skin feeling soft and smooth. Soapbox just launched a new website and has a great 20% off offer on the entire site going on with Code the Read. So go to soapboxsoaps.com to get your first order today.
That's right. Go to soap-box-soaps.com to get your first order. Or you can pick up the products in your local Whole Foods, Fresh Market, Harris Teeter, and various other stores across the country that can be found on the website.
That's soap-box-soaps.com to get your first order and 20% off the entire site. So go ahead and support an amazing cause, and we'll get back to the show.
All right, so it's time for the read.
Yeah, do you want me to go first this week or you want to go?
I want to go first.
Okay.
This read is directed towards a film that I just found out about today, actually.
Okay.
This film is called Exodus, Gods and Kings. It is a film directed by Ridley Scott. Don't remember the producer's name. I'm about to find it right now.
Okay.
Because I want to stall, be very clear. Exodus, Gods and Kings is a quote-unquote biblical epic film. Of course, it's a story about Moses and Pharaoh, Ramses, and all that stuff.
Okay.
Because I'm already kind of like, this and then Noah, like these biblical epic movies that's like the story of Jesus directed by Michael Bay. Like, right. There weren't all these explosions. And I mean, fine, whatever. I haven't really... But it looks like Moses got a sword here and getting ready to... Moses is blamed... The point of this whole thing is the casting. I don't know how many times we have to have...
Oh, God.
...this conversation about ancient Egypt with white people. But we're going to have it again on here today. We're not even going to get too deep into it because I think that at this point there has been enough. There have been so many protests. There have been so many times that y'all have tried the ancient Egyptians. There have been so many people who have said, hey, this is inaccurate. It's very clear. If you look, if you read the Bible or...
Come on.
If you look at old art, if you look at hieroglyphics and all of these things from ancient Egypt that exist today that you can actually go and see for your own with your own eyes, you will see the ancient Egyptian people were not white.
No.
They weren't white people. I know that you want it so bad. I know that y'all want, you just want to have the past, the present, and the future. And I understand that that is just how shit works for you. But you're wrong. And you're very clearly incorrect about this. I don't know how many times we have to have this conversation. For Christian Bale to be playing Moses. And then, what is this?
Sigourney Weaver?
Sigourney Weaver is playing Pharaoh's wife.
Like,
what is the man's name? It should be right here in front of me. The man playing the Pharaoh. Something Edgerton. I can't even remember his fucking name.
Oh, I don't know.
Bitch is right here. Joel Edgerton as Ramses. Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad is playing Joshua.
Like this lily white cast. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Not only are all of these white folk playing the Egyptian royalty, all the black folk in the movie are pretty much playing slaves. And low, like, we can go right here by what IMDb has them listed as. Because I see Sigourney, I see Christian Bale, it's got all of their names, all these people from the Bible that clearly weren't white folk. And then you've got this black man here, Adrian Palmer, Egyptian thief.
Right, like, really?
What? You've got Egyptian civilian, lower class, Ramses, royal servant, assassin, lower class Egyptian, like, broke bitch, nigga. Like, it's just like, all of the, what are you doing? So, yes, I found out about this today. The hashtag, the official one, is boycott Exodus movie.
Amen.
I would also like to create a hashtag, not my Moses. I would also like to create a hashtag, Ridley Scott, don't know Diddley Squat. Just feel free to join into the movement. You gotta stop doing this shit. Stop it. Like, you can't have everything. You just can't have all of it. You can't. Like, what? Is this supposed to be like a reimagining? Are you just saying like, oh God, if only we could have had. What are you trying to accomplish here?
Right.
And not only is it inaccurate, you're making inaccuracies from the Bible. Shame on you. For shame. The Lord frowns upon your antics. You should be ashamed of yourself, Ridley Scott. And so should you. Where the fuck did I do with my goddamn Wikipedia? The rest of you bitches too. Peter Chemin, Dylan Clark. All you niggas. All of y'all over there. Shame. Sigourney. Shame.
Sigourney, girl, really?
Christian. Shame. I just started getting into Breaking Bad, too. Well, I gave up because when you niggas spoiled it up for me on the internet. But it was good, and I was going to get back to it. Aaron Paul, shame.
White people want to be the founders of civilization so bad.
And you just weren't. You didn't create civilization. You didn't create currency. And that's just the way that it is. And I know that you want it to be that way, some of y'all. And it's not. It isn't. It's not going to be that way ever. So stop making fucking ancient Egyptians and all of these people white. They just weren't. I know that you want to argue about it so bad. Oh, but Cleopatra was this. And it's just shown that her father came from such and such place. Well, if you would read a goddamn book, you would know that no one really knows who Cleopatra's goddamn mama was. No one really knows too much about her daddy story either. It's mostly hearsay and people trying to like take old scrolls and shit and glue them shits together. Like, y'all don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But one thing I can tell you for sure is that Mandy Moore and the nigga, the bitch that looked like her, they were not ruling nobody over in ancient Egypt. Good they God. Weren't fucking doing it, and I wish y'all would stop it. Sit down somewhere. Thank you. Good night.
Amen. Thanks so much for talking about that. I heard about it on the internet the other day, and I was just like, really, white people?
This is the toughest part of the show for me. I always feel like I struggle trying to get my point across, so.
I think you made it clear.
Okay, whatever.
I am going to pass my read this week.
Pass the read like we used to.
And so our read this week, so interestingly, we went ahead and did the intro there, but I want to go ahead and speak on something that I know a lot of you are waiting for me to talk about. And that is this fake beef with this fake rapper. She doesn't need to be named, but the thing is that I was really so close to seeing it for this bitch.
Is this really happening?
No. I know she's your friend, so I'm not asking you to chime in or anything. I'm just saying, Kid Fury and our friend Asante, they really worked on getting me to see it for this hoe. Like, they really did. And honestly, there are a couple of songs of hers that I like. And if there's songs on her upcoming project, you know, whenever God sees fit to release it, I will probably enjoy those, but there's no way I'm ever going to spend money on her hoe ass. But this is the thing. If you're going to talk about me, you're going to have to do way better than fat jokes. Because honestly, sweetie, I've heard them since 98 and they're nothing to me. I can honestly hurt your feelings. Like, I can really hurt your feelings and it's nothing for me. Like, it's not even really an effort. I can think of a way to genuinely hurt your motherfucking feelings down to your soul, like all the way deep down in your DNA, without spending more than 15 seconds on it. So you're gonna have to be a lot more substantial than fat jokes in order to get to me. So I'm just gonna go ahead and address that briefly. Now that that's over, I'm gonna get to this letter from Asha. And Asha says, this read goes out to Steve fucking Harvey, who this morning on his radio show called someone a hot pants hussy because while she liked a man who she was in an open relationship with, she wasn't sexually satisfied and was a little confused. Listen up, you fuck ass niggas who want to tell women how to keep a quote unquote good man while always being clear that ain't no man perfect. Fuck y'all, fuck your DNA, and fuck your lineage. sitting up here telling me how to keep a man from running away, make him act right, and tie a leash around him to make him become a permanent fixture in my life. Let me be clear. I don't want no man that I have to trick into acting right. Which, bitch, you know what? You could have really ended it right there, because you don't need to trick no motherfucker into treating you right. If he don't do it off top, then bitch, it's no point in you putting effort in. But Asha, my dear Asha, decided to go ahead and go further. No, I will not be thinking like a man and acting like a lady. How about I just be a decent fucking person and you do the same? I don't see anyone telling men that they need to wait 90 days to fuck around so that women respect them. I don't see men being told to find a roundabout ways to say we need to talk unless women run away. Why is it that women are expected to adhere to men's standards, but ain't no books out telling them how to adhere to ours? James Brown said it was a man's world, but at least he followed it up with the fact that it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. Stop making trifling ass men the default and telling women to mold themselves to be these quote unquote women that men want. You need to want me for me. And if who I am isn't to your liking, that's just fucking okay. And women, before I finish, stop asking fucking Steve Harvey to give you advice. He is the court jester of the fuckboys and ain't nobody got the time. Good motherfucking day. Asha, I just want to say thank you so much for supporting all the things that I have been trying to say to these girls for so long. If your man is making you feel like you have to go above and beyond just to keep him interested, bitch, that's not the motherfucker for you. That motherfucker wants a tall. He wants a doll. He wants a toy. He wants somebody he can manipulate and ply into like his quote unquote dream woman. And if you are your own independent person with your own thoughts, dreams, aspirations and such as, you don't have time for motherfuckers like this. So don't worry about Steve Harvey and all these other men, because there are really so many blogs and books and all kinds of news stories and bullshit out there trying to convince women that they need to change who they are in order to get a man. No, girl, what you need to do is become your own woman and stand up in your womanhood and be proud of who you are and feel pride in the strong woman that you've become and know who you are and what you want. And then if you find a motherfucker who is so lucky as to meet your qualifications, then maybe you can entertain the thought of that nigga. But until then, you worry about you and who the fuck you are and what the fuck you want, because there are plenty of motherfucking men out here. And if you needed to settle for a dumbass motherfucker, you can do it in your 40s. If you worried about never having a man or never having kids or fuck whatever the fuck else, you have plenty of time to worry about that bullshit. You can settle when you're older. For now, worry about you becoming who you are, being who you want to be, and let the relationship and whatever else bullshit fall into place afterwards. So thank you so much, Asha, for passing your read. It spoke to me, and I wanted to speak on it. So thank you again for sending that in.
Is she with German now? What's going on?
Asha, I'm not sure.
I hit the floor in a while.
Okay, I don't know what you mean by that, because whatever that is, I don't look at it. But Asha sent that in, and if you have a read you want to pass in, send it to passthread@gmail.com. Otherwise, that pretty much wraps up the read for me. What about you?
I am great.
Yeah, great. You don't want to talk about anything that we talked about? No?
Okay. I don't.
I mean, I understand you're between a rock and a hard place.
I'm really not. Oh, y'all okay. Are grown. I don't have it for you. Like, I don't. Y'all are adults.
I'm not expecting you to get in the middle of that, because it's really nothing. But I mean, girl, don't come for me with your bullshit. Really don't. Because
you came for her first.
I did. I'm not mad at her for saying something. I just wish you would have came harder, because girl, you fat.
And you didn't even know what she was talking about.
I did.
But the word with the
thumbs
down.
Yes, I did.
What was she talking
about? She was talking about Nicki's verse on the song.
How do you know that?
What the fuck else could it have been? Was it something
we'll
else?
We'll have a conversation.
Okay,
because
if it because listen, it wasn't that. No, but let me say this. If Azealia Banks was not talking about Nicki Minaj's verse on the Beyonce remix or the Beyonce remix altogether, then I'll apologize to her whole ass. But I
that is it.
Felt like she was, and I was offended because I'm a Beyonce stan. Now, yes, I called you a buzzard, and you have every right to reply to that, but I need you to do better. Because fat jokes, really, girl? Really? Calling me a cow or a pig or whatever? I was
the
like,
thing
girl,
is, y'all are
you could
both
do better.
Like, the same person in a lot
I don't know why you do that.
Of way. Because you're both militant and black as hell and like...
But one of us has all of our edges and the other doesn't. So please don't compare me. All
right, we're finished. Okay, like, great. You're both like... Anyway,
so send
I love you both.
Okay, great. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. And I want to talk really quickly about Americana. That is the first book that we're reading on my book club. And it was originally due on the 13th, but I think I'm going to push that back a little bit just because of my schedule. And so many of you are just not finding out about it. So, but to join the book club, you basically just need to read Americana Americana by Chimamanda and go to bookclub.crystal.com to get more information on that. But I'm very excited about it. As soon as I figure out how actually to lead a book club over the internet, then we will talk about it, and hopefully we'll do another one next month and every month afterwards, because I really want y'all to get more into reading for fun. I know I need to. So hopefully you guys join again. That's bookclub.crystal.com. Anything else from you, Kid Fury?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I have things. I have a YouTube video that I just did about music, specifically Beyonce music.
Okay.
Surprise. Also, I've been, like, you know, dibbling and dabbling with the blog again. I'm going to try and, you know, dive in there seriously soon.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I'm trying to do now. But really, I'm not going to be posting too much gossip anymore. Not because I don't. The pop culture gossipy conversation, for me, it's great to a point. Like, it's fun to talk about. But I just can't see myself, like, fighting you girls for clicks and trying to post. Like, it's just gotten to a point now. I don't know. Maybe because blogging is so oversaturated.
Mm-hmm.
It may have just gotten to a point where people are just posting, like, extreme things just for fuck's sake. And I don't care. Like,
right.
I don't. So I'm just going to try. I think I'm focusing more so on posting music, because that's what I really love, and not any specific kind of music. I'm just going to post, like, anything that I'm interested in, because it's my blog and I'm just attracted to doing whatever the fuck I want. So,
dope.
There's that.
Also, we will be in San Francisco this weekend. The show has sold out, but we will be giving tickets away today, Thursday. So make sure you're following us on twitter.com/thread. That's where we normally do our giveaways.
Guys, don't forget to check out Soapbox. Soapbox is a for-purpose company with a strong social mission at its core. They empower their consumers to make the world a better place through simple, really cool, everyday purchases.
Yes, Soapbox provides soap, water development, and vitamins for children all over the world. And the Read listeners can get their all-natural line of products made with shea butter, coconut and olive oil, and scented with pure essential oils for 20% off using coupon code THEREAD on their site. That's at soap-box-soaps.com. Make sure you follow us also on Facebook, Tumblr, and Instagram. The username is all This Is The Read. And I will be in Los Angeles area on August 17th with the Box Scene Project to talk about LGBT media representation. So you can find out more about that at spotlightondiversity.theboxsceneproject.org. And that wraps it up for me. Do you have anything else to say, or are we done?
Ain't nothing to cut these holes off.
Amen. And so I guess we will see you motherfuckers next week.